This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The oil spill off the coast of California over the weekend near Huntington Beach, California may have a culprit. Authorities in California are now looking at the possibility of a cargo ship's anchor ripping away the underwater pipeline. As a massive amount of cargo ships waiting to be offloaded in the area continue to buckle the supply chain in America. President Biden said on Monday the federal government could breach its $28.4 trillion debt limit in a historic defeat unless Republicans join Democrats in voting to raise it in the next 2 weeks. Quote, just get out of the way, Biden told Republicans. If you don't want to help save the country, get out of the way so you don't destroy it. A former Facebook data scientist, Francis Haugen, has stunned lawmakers with internal memos revealing the company's awareness of hurting teens and how it handled misinformation. Ms. Haugen is appearing before Congress Tuesday. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We already know a Hillary Clinton lawyer is the one that started the Russia investigation against President Trump. So how far up the chain does this deceit on the American people go? Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau tells us, follow the money.
Special Counsel John Durham's latest round of subpoenas in the ongoing investigation into the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election show powerful moves because of his calls for bank records. Former prosecutor and chief of staff for the Department of Defense, Kash Patel, said on Newsmax Monday.
The best way to prove it is not just testimony, but it's bank records. It's following the money. Who paid who to do what? And in this case, John Durham basically says the DNC and the Hillary campaign paid Michael Sussman to start this fraudulent investigation, and then Michael Sussman lied to the FBI.
Patel said that while there are many people becoming frustrated at the length of the Durham investigation, 2 years is not a long time for such a probe, and 2 indictments have already been made.
Thank you, Brad. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Special Counsel John Durham's latest round of subpoenas probes the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Former Department of Defense prosecutor and chief of staff Kash Patel told Newsmax Monday the best way to prove criminal corruption is to follow the money.
One thing I'd like to have people focus on is the Durham report is the secondary objective. The purpose of a special counsel is to hopefully find and issue indictments. And I remind people that John Durham has now issued 2 indictments in about 2 years. And this is the biggest political scandal in American history. So these, as a former federal prosecutor, did national security cases. I worked on prosecutions that took 3, 4, 5 years in time. And so this is not a long time. I know it seems like a lot to the American public. But the moves he's taking, as you highlighted, with the subpoenaing of bank records are powerful because the records, as you, Rick, you and I know because we declassified so many records when we were doing the DNI job, they speak for themselves. They're more powerful than any testimony. And the best way to prove criminal corruption is to follow the money. And in this case, the Democratic lawyers and the Hillary Clinton campaign lawyers led the money right to John Durham.
So far, it's been established a lawyer for Hillary Clinton is how the Russia investigation of President Trump began.
And the best way to prove it is not just testimony, but it's bank records. It's following the money. Who paid who to do what? And in this case, John Durham basically says the DNC and the Hillary campaign paid Michael Sussman to start this fraudulent investigation, and then Michael Sussman lied to the FBI.
The case continues. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live.
How we roll, really, to get this country back on track, whatever that means. I would think that on the surface, it would have to do with first finding our moral moorings. I mean, no doubt this has been detrimental ever since America started turning its back on God and thinking that it had control. Our leaders, our elected leaders, and the rest of our society is becoming more and more secularized. This is why we have the government that we have today, ladies and gentlemen. This is of our making. And I don't know how much pain, more pain, that we have to endure. And not only that, it's bad enough the pain that we're dealing with right now at the pumps, the cost of meat and food items and that. The danger that is no longer existential. I mean, when you see what's coming in on the southern border, that here we are, we're told that we need to have vaccines mandated. You know, we don't have a choice. We can't even talk to our doctor about this anymore. We've got Dr. Joe Biden, you know, and now he's taken over and saying, hey, this is the way it's going to be. And Anthony Fauci has been elevated to almost godlike status, if not, you know, part of the deity and the holy trinity of the Democratic Party and progressives. But, here we are. We're dealing with this insanity. And meanwhile, people of faith that are to be that light into a dark world and the church that needs to come together, like we were talking with Bill Salas yesterday. I mean, the church really needs to, I would say, get its act together. And I know that's kind of a broad statement because there's probably somebody, well, my church is doing fine. They're doing good. Well, you know, but we need a controversial church. If you understand where I'm coming from. I mean, when Jesus came on the scene, he was controversial. And what was he controversial about? About doing the right thing. You know, watching out for one another, caring for the poor, and doing the right thing. And the church right now, because they don't want to get involved, somehow everything is so political. Because no matter what you do, you can say, hey, would you pass me the ketchup? Oh, only because it's red. That's why you want the ketchup, right? Because you're red? I mean, it's like, come on, let's not get ridiculous here. But this is what's happened, is we've allowed politics to invade so many areas of our life that there's, it's like nothing sacred anymore. That's why, last week and weekend before, you know, the Ryder Cup for me as a golfer, I love golf, and the Ryder Cup was just such a blessing. Because you're watching, you know, people celebrating and the chants of USA, USA, and, you know, and I kept thinking, I go, sooner or later, somebody's got to throw up a Black Lives Matter. There's got to be some Antifa flag flying somewhere in between. I mean, they can't stand to have any kind of competition, but thank God it didn't. And it really was maybe, I think God said, okay, Bill, for this moment in time, I'm going to give you a little bit of relief and for you to appreciate the contrast between what the culture has been and what it should be. Well, we're going to set that aside for right now because Kirby Anderson is back with us. Kirby's the president of Probe Ministries and host of the nationally syndicated Point of View radio talk show. Kirby, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be with you. Thank you so very much.
Well, I want to talk about tolerance. I mean, that's a powerful word. I mean, I used to have a mentor that would say, you know, relevant to tolerance. He said, Bill, sometimes you could be so open-minded, your brains fall out. And, you know, and I wonder about that with the young adults and their view of tolerance. And you say that it would have a dramatic implication for the church, right?
It really would, because, you know, the old phrase from Princess Bride, you know, you keep using that word, but I don't think it means what you think it means. And tolerance has been redefined dramatically because tolerance used to be, and when I have individuals on my radio program, we'll be talking about kind of the liberal idea of tolerance, and as I may disagree with your view, but I defend your right to hold to that view.
Exactly.
But the left has certainly changed that to say, I need to affirm and even celebrate your view. And what we are seeing is that kind of mindset for the younger individuals has really taken hold. And again, Bill, for some of the audience that may be not familiar, what we've done is a survey of over 3,000 individuals, primarily focusing on Generation Y, that would be the millennials, and
right.
Generation Z, which would be the last generation, if you will. And what we found is if you were looking at the culture at large, most of them believe in this statement. They say it is important to let people know that I affirm as true their religious beliefs and practices. But even a significant percentage of those who self-identify as born-again Christians accept that. And it's one thing to say, I understand that you have that view and I may disagree.
Right.
But it's another thing to say, no, I need to affirm your truth. And so tolerance has been completely redefined.
So in affirming that truth, you surrender your value at the altar of non-conflict and non-confrontation, basically.
And that is exactly what we find. And that is the younger you are, the more likely you are to not want conflict. Now, I'm not one that goes out and looks for conflict, although, you know, those of us as talk show hosts know it comes to us whether we want it or not.
Exactly.
But the reality is that non-confrontational, non-judgmental kinds of mindset have really permeated the younger generation. And so as a result, when they say, well, I need to affirm as true the religious beliefs of someone else, that ties into a previous set of data that we have revealed in the past, in which you have a very significant number of born-again Christians that agree with the statement that people can be saved by Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, anything else. So once
right.
you sort of head down that road and say, well, that may be true for you, but it's not true for me, or I'll even affirm your religious truth, or I'll affirm your philosophical truth, really any kind of reasonable dialogue ends, evangelism sort of ends, and that's why we are kind of facing some of the challenges we're facing today here in America.
Without a doubt. And this is the dangerous thing that is taking place. But again, if you don't know what you should know and what you're anchored in, then yes, you're going to go down that dark road. You're going to go down to that road that says, I'm so open-minded, my brains have fallen out, and I've surrendered a bit of myself and my own values. And you know, you and I, Kirby, we've lived long enough where we've gone through that cycle ourselves, and all we can do is tell our younger selves and tell the younger kids that, whoa, you know, you're going to have to experience that for yourself. And I'm going to try to save you some pain and tell you what happened when I went through it, and hopefully there's some value for it. If not, you know, like the law of gravity, you may have to get on top of the roof and fall off to find out the law of gravity still is there, and it hurts when you hit the ground.
And I think that's where, again, some people are saying, okay, you're real good at talking about problems. What are the solutions? Well, one of the solutions inside the church, I think, should be to really make the case that you're going to confront, as we finish the church service day and you go out into the world, you're going to confront individuals that disagree with you. Now, right. Tolerance means and should mean that what you need to do is recognize that you need to be gracious. I don't even use the word tolerance anymore. I use the word civility. Civility is this idea of the good golden rule. I treat other people as I'd like to be treated. So that is fine. That's certainly a very admirable quality. But you cannot give up the gospel. You cannot give up biblical truth in that regard. But then even outside the church, I think we have talk show hosts like you and myself. And we have to have other political leaders.
Tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Kirby after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back to the place that's fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. According to newly released results from Probe Ministries' Religious Views and Practices Survey, this comprehensive study of the results of numerous surveys conducted in the last decade by Pew, Barna, GSS, the General Social Survey, and Probe Ministries themselves, a significant number of young adult born-again Christians define tolerance as valuing human beings equally and affirming their ideas as right for them, which is a significant deviation from Collins Dictionary classic definition, which is the quality of allowing other people to say and do what they like, even if you do not agree or approve of it. Once again, Kirby Anderson, we need to really hold on to the idea that words do matter, don't they?
They certainly do. And, of course, we work in the way of and really in the whole marketplace of ideas and words. And when words can continually get redefined, and whether it's transgenderism, whether it's postmodernism or a variety of other isms we can talk about, that's where the assault is. He who can define the terms oftentimes wins the debate. And so There is a real sense that right now words like tolerance have been completely redefined. And as a result, young people that are listening to those ideas or watching them on YouTube videos or picking them up from podcasts or whatever are not necessarily knowing how to think biblically or even just logically. So as we talked about, you know, at the church, that's something a pastor can say. But I think in this open society that we're in, there's just going to need to be more and more people being very careful to define terms and really encourage logical thinking. I've oftentimes done some programs just on bringing in a person to talk about critical thinking.
Because exactly.
Once you think logically and once you understand what words are, you can see what the premise is and you can see what the conclusion is. And this, I think, is going to be a really significant need if we're going to make a significant difference here in the United States, even in the political realm.
Well, to your point here, and what we're seeing happening with the left and the cancel culture is they're fixing the debate. There's really no debate. It's just a test. It's a test to see, are you with me or again me? And if you're again me, then you're invalidated and you no longer participate in the debate, in the conversation, thus dumbing down the quality of that opportunity of having a conversation to allow different views to enter in and to shape a more holistic outcome, don't you think?
And that's one of the reasons why so often I say that you liberals think your enemy are the conservatives. No, you liberals, your enemy is the left.
And yes.
You can illustrate this by taking people that are very liberal who then have been, well, they've tried to cancel. You can think of J.K. Rowling, more recently Steven Pinker, who is at Harvard University. How about just the other day, Kyrsten Sinema, Senator Sinema?
Yes.
I mean, these are actions against people that are liberal from the left because they're not left enough. And so it was sort of okay when they were going after conservatives and preventing speakers from able to speak on campus and catching Republican senators in the elevators. You know, you think about who actually served before Kyrsten Sinema, Jeff Flake. That's okay. But all of a sudden they start looking around and say, wait a minute, how did I get to be a target? Because the cancel culture eats its own, and that's, I think, one of the other things we need to pass on to the younger generation. They think that if I just look enough like the culture, then nobody will come after me. And the answer is, you stray just one degree off of the liberal plantation, and the whole weight of the social media mob will come down upon you. And so this idea of tolerance sounds really good until you realize that there really isn't any tolerance of your view. You can be as tolerant as you want of other views, but as soon as you stray from one of those received views in the liberal culture, you're going to pay a heavy price with your job, with your reputation. You're going to get canceled. You're going to get deplatformed. You might get fired. And once they start understanding that, they'll recognize that they need not only discernment, but they also need courage.
Exactly. Well, as Martin Niemöller had pointed out, probably the best he's best remembered for the quotation, first they came for the socialists, I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me, right?
Yes, very. and great illustration. And I think, if anything, we can learn from history. We've seen this before. Once there is no opportunity to have a reasonable debate, then those in power exercise that in ways that most of those people allowing for tolerance and allowing for individuals to have that power never anticipated. And of course, we've seen this with the lockdown and the pandemic, and we've seen this in so many other areas as well. So that's the kind of lesson that we need to be communicating right now to the younger generation that says, well, if I'm just tolerant enough and I'm just really gracious, they won't come after me. I'll keep my head down and everything will be fine. No, it won't, because you can see individuals you never thought they would have targeted now actually struggling with some of those issues.
And as you say, look at history. Marxists and communists have no room for tolerance, their definition of tolerance. You know, they are most intolerant. The very thing that they are accusing others of is to make room for their idea of tolerance, as you put it, right?
Right. And again, I've said sometimes before that when you hear a culture talking about tolerance or pluralism, really what it's, when a culture calls itself pluralistic, really it's just in the process of moving from one orthodoxy to another. It's sort of in that intermediate stage.
Good point.
Years ago, we heard people say, look, we just need to be taller, we need to be pluralistic. But guess what? Once everybody had control of the levels of power and those levers of power were able to be manipulated, all of a sudden we see the kind of authoritarian mindset that existed with those individuals who just a few years ago were preaching tolerance.
Exactly. Well, you have Barack Obama, you know, before his inauguration, saying that today was the day that they were fundamentally going to change America. Fundamental. Well, what does that mean? Fundamentally change America. Hey, how about if we go back to the fundamentals and, you know, go back to where we made a hard left and have been missing the point, and where you have a majority of Americans agreeing that we're on the wrong track. But, you know, there just seems to be a void of leadership and vision to, you know, congeal the public in such a way to where they realize, you know, based on the truth, what we can do that would serve God and serve man.
You know, Charles Cook, who's a columnist, quotes sometimes the other day, wrote a piece in which he was said, why aren't there protests in the streets right now? And he was mostly just talking about the $3.5 trillion budget buster and the $1 trillion infrastructure, and of course, $6 trillion every year and all of that. And, of course, you could add to that, why aren't they protesting in terms of some of the actions being taken right now on a variety of other issues? And like you said, there may not be an identifiable leader at the moment, but the backlash certainly seems to be coming. And certainly the election of 2022 is going to be very different for a lot of reasons. And part of that is to look at all of these different crises, whether it's a crisis at the border, the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the fact that we right now seem to be spending money like it's monopoly money. Sooner or later, I think even the average person who's not political is going to say something is seriously wrong. And even if I'm not going to be in the streets protesting, I'm going to certainly lodge my protest when it comes to going to the ballot box and expressing who I want to have in these next 4 years or next 2 years even in Congress, because something is off the rails and we need to get back to what we need to be if we're going to be a country that survives in the 21st century.
Well, this is a time that is not for the faint of heart. I mean, this is a time when, you know, for the sake of your children and grandchildren, this next generation, which, oh, yeah, by the way, Congress is spending their money and they're not even born yet. There's got to be something about, you know, taxation without representation. Just saying, you know. But look at, ladies and gentlemen, this is a time for us to seek God's face. You know, to confess our sins and gain his favor, gain his forgiveness, that he would hear our prayers from heaven and he would come down and heal our land, because this is what we need. We need God. We need the vision of God that covers all our sins. But that's not going to happen if we don't go vertical and seek the Father, will it? We've got 10 seconds left, Kirby.
Well, if nothing else, I want to say, listen to Bill, take it to heart, pray, and make a difference in your culture, even today.
Kirby Anderson, thank you. God bless.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The oil spill off the coast of California over the weekend near Huntington Beach, California may have a culprit. Authorities in California are now looking at the possibility of a cargo ship's anchor ripping away the underwater pipeline. As a massive amount of cargo ships waiting to be offloaded in the area continue to buckle the supply chain in America. President Biden said on Monday the federal government could breach its $28.4 trillion debt limit in a historic defeat unless Republicans join Democrats in voting to raise it in the next 2 weeks. Quote, just get out of the way, Biden told Republicans. If you don't want to help save the country, get out of the way so you don't destroy it. A former Facebook data scientist, Francis Haugen, has stunned lawmakers with internal memos revealing the company's awareness of hurting teens and how it handled misinformation. Ms. Haugen is appearing before Congress Tuesday. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. I think we all can agree that a home should be a sanctuary to rest, refresh, and recharge, right? Well, that's the goal of the new designs by athlete, TV host, author, and lifestyle influencer Leila Ali, who has collaborated with At Home, the home decor superstore, to create her own collection, which hits stores later this month. In addition to home designs, Leila is known as a world-class athlete, health and wellness advocate, mother of two, and the daughter of a famous father. Leila Ali, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here with you.
Well, it's been a couple of years since last you and I talked, and a lot has been happening for you. Even, I mean, you know, COVID and all this other distraction doesn't even slow you down. You just keep on going, right?
Well, I feel like we have to, right?
Yeah,
we gotta
exactly.
Keep pushing through no matter what's going on in the world.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, and that's what I've always appreciated is your sense of optimism. I'm sure your father was blessed by that as well and the rest of your family members. Hey, let's talk about the inspiration for this new collection that we want to talk about.
Well, just as you mentioned, we've been home. A lot of people looked around and thought to themselves, wow, I really would need to refresh my house because they were spending so much time at home. So I've always wanted to create my own line of home decor, and this was the perfect time to do it. So I partnered with At Home to create Leila Ali At Home. And as you mentioned, the line is absolutely modern. It's boldly feminine. It's chic, and it offers a way for people to just recharge and refresh at home. And what I'm so excited about is the fact that it's accessible to everyone because they're able to get luxury at affordable prices. I have hundreds of items, and they start at $4.99, which is absolutely amazing. I think.
That is. That is fantastic. Layla, maybe as a, some clarification, maybe encouragement for young boys and girls that are hearing, this interview with you. I mean, you said that you've always wanted to do this. Was this something that even as a little girl, you sat around, maybe did some designs or you commented on certain, certain accessories in the home and that sort of thing? Was this kind of like a gift that you saw there, but you weren't sure what to do with it?
I've always been a decorator. I've always decorated my homes. It's been a passion of mine. I hosted a show on television where we went into people's homes and we decorated them. So I worked with different designers and carpenters. And this is something, like I said, that I've always wanted to do. I started Layla Ali Lifestyle many years ago, and it's all about encouraging people to be the best version of themselves and to live the healthiest life possible. And a lot of that has to do, it starts with the way that you feel and your mindset. And I feel like having a place that's a sanctuary where you can refresh, where you can feel love and inspiration, which should be home, is really something that, it's a foundation for the rest of your life to go out and be successful in the world. So it all comes into play. It's all connected.
Yeah, it is holistic, isn't it? I mean, what you surround yourself with, whether it's a home or people, education, that sort of thing, it all contributes to the, the holistic aspect of the total, our total being, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people were forced to pay attention to that when they stayed home and had to slow down. And everyone kind of looked around and realized that they kind of had been neglecting their home and they needed a refresh. So it was the perfect time for us to get this line together. And it's really authentic to me because I pulled in inspiration from my own wardrobe, from runway styles that I like. And I worked with the at-home team to come up with a color palette that's beautiful that I think everyone's absolutely going to love.
So what are some of your favorite pieces in the collection?
Oh, gosh, it's so hard. Like I said, I have hundreds of pieces, but I would say I love the bedding. I love the bath. Of course, I love kitchen because I'm a home cook, so we've got pots and pans and cookware that's BPA-free, non-toxic. So that's something that I'm really proud of. And, again, really being able to offer people quality items at a price that they can afford that's not going to break the bank.
Well, we're talking with Layla Ali. She's known as a world-class athlete, health and wellness advocate, mother of two, and the daughter of a famous father. And, of course, home design, which is, I guess the root of all your wiring. I mean, which is kind of amazing, Layla, that God has blessed you in so many ways to where you've got so many gifts and talents. But clearly, home design is your latest project, and it is taking off for you. Do you have any suggestions for someone looking to update their home?
Absolutely. One of the first things I always encourage individuals to do is declutter. Get rid of items that you absolutely do not need, because that alone will do a lot for your mental space.
Yes, right.
Get rid of that. Let go. And then bring in items that are beautiful, that you love, that inspire you.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's
hard.
And
you know what? You can visit at home.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying that in order to bring in those items, you can check out my collection and check out what At Home has to offer at athome.com, and you can search for Layla Ali. And my collection will be in stores later this month, so make sure you go check it out.
Exciting. That's, I can't wait for that, Layla, to see all the color schemes and what you've done with these designs. This is unbelievable. So I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I know our audience as well. You know, when you talk about decluttering, why is it so hard for us to declutter?
I think that emotionally people hold on to things. Sometimes it might be a gift that someone gave you. You might not even care for it that much, but you feel like you're supposed to keep it. It might be items from when your children were younger that are sentimental value you don't want to let go of. Or you might have items that you used to be able to fit in your closet, and you're like, maybe I'll get back down to that size, and you keep those items. So there's so many different reasons that people hold on to things, but they don't realize how much stress it causes to have all this clutter and trying to to find more and more places to stuff items. So when you can clutter, I think it declutter, I think it does so much for your energy and for your mental well-being, and then make sure that you make your home beautiful. You know, it's like we always want to go on vacation, right? Because we're like, oh, it's such a beautiful hotel room, and there's not so much stuff around, right? That just makes you feel better.
Exactly.
I think when you have too much clutter, it just always reminds you that there's something to do, and it just adds stress.
Yeah,
so
without a doubt.
Get rid of that and then beautify your space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great point. What question do you ask yourself when you go about decluttering? You know, when you pick up an item, you know, do I need this item? Have I used it recently? What is your parameter? I'm just, you know, asking for this suggestion for our audience.
I'll tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. So my challenge is usually decluttering clothes and shoes. Okay, so I have a hard time getting rid of them, and what I have to ask myself is, if I saw this in a store today, would I buy it again? And a lot of times I wouldn't, you know. So, you know, there's items that you love and items that are just kind of like, eh, you just keep passing them up. But I know a rule of thumb is, like, if you have something you haven't worn in over a year, then it's something you need to go ahead and get rid of.
Well, those are great suggestions. I like that, because I think there's probably too many things in my closet that I probably wouldn't buy today that I bought, you know, several years ago. There's no doubt about it. And that old, you know, the old axiom, if you haven't used it in a year, then you're probably not going to use it next year either. So, you know, set yourself free from all this clutter. Why not? This is a great idea. Layla Ali is with us. Layla, as we wrap things up here, you know, what do you want people to draw from these new designs that are coming out later this month?
Really, I just want them to draw inspiration. I want them to feel like they can go into an at-home store, find something unique to them and who they are and their style. There absolutely is something for everyone. And what I love about my line is that it's been meticulously put together, where we're going to continue adding on to the line. It's going to continue evolving, and we're always going to think about what was already created, so you can continue adding to your line without, I mean, adding to what you buy. So if you start now, a year from now, you'll be able to find pieces that'll match back to items that you already bought. So this has been well thought out. It's beautiful. It's modern. It's chic. And again, it's affordable. So I'm really proud of what we've created, and I can't wait for you all to see it.
Exactly. Well, 30 seconds left. As a lifestyle influencer, what is your number one tip for the home, and where can they go for more information, Layla Ali?
Number one tip for the home is make it beautiful, make it inspirational. And you can go to athome.com and search Layla Ali and get a sneak peek at my line.
Here's Layla Ali telling us that our home should be a sanctuary to rest, refresh, and recharge. Layla, as always, thank you so much for being with us. You take care. Have a great day.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Cat-to-tail checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride, huh? You didn't realize Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I don't blame you, but this is why we have Rachel Alexander here, because she not only takes the tickets, but she kind of walks us through and calms us down after it's all over. She's the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, The Christian Post, and Newsmax. Hey, Rachel Alexander, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. I hope I can calm people down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is what the truth does. You know, for those that have ears to hear the truth, but and even if you don't, we're just going to keep on pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because at the end of the day, that's the rock that I want to stand on, and that's the sword I want to stand on. I mean, like, for example, we've got a lieutenant colonel right now who's in the brig who fell on his sword because of the lack of integrity of the military leadership. And his case is being, you know, ignored, although more and more people are getting behind and supporting his parents to put pressure on the military. Because at one point, Rachel, I don't know if you were aware of this, but the military said, look, we're going to just let him sashay out the exit, you know, with, you know, an honorable discharge, all his benefits and everything like that, and just call it a day. And then within hours, you know, like half a day, they reversed course and said, no, that's not going to happen. So somebody up above, and maybe the commander in chief, said, no, he's not getting off that easy. Or some of the generals who, like Milley and Austin and others, maybe McKenzie, said, no, that's unacceptable, that this lieutenant colonel, this commissioned officer, must pay the price.
Well, that's the left on their power trip, where they want to go and throw the book at particular conservatives to hold them out and put them up as examples to scare other conservatives. You know what happened to me. You know, mm-hmm. they just put people up and they treat them horribly because they can and because it creates fear, so people won't speak up and do things anymore. And that's exactly what's going on with this guy. And I am so proud of people on our side for standing up for him, and like people like you, for getting the word out, because, you know, otherwise they would go ahead and they would get away with it, and they might not be able to get away with it.
Well, as long as I'm allowed to have this radio show, this is the sword that I choose to fall on. I mean, the fact that he is a Marine and me being a former Marine, there's added passion and empathy there. So, you know, that's part of the story. I want to have full disclosure on this. But it's also that I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution. I understand. I mean, I was subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it took a tremendous amount of courage for this commissioned officer to put his career, his pension, everything on the line for the sake of the truth. And sometimes, I mean, this doesn't happen to everybody, Rachel, but sometimes you have those moments in life where you have to really, you know, stand for what you really believe in. And I got to tell you, I'm proud to be associated as a former Marine with this Marine for having the courage to stand up when generals, when four-star generals could not do the same. I mean, you know, it says a lot about the quality of character, and this is the type of character that needs to infiltrate the military en masse in such a way that people understand there's a right way and a wrong way, that morality and ethics still exist, right?
Well, what's insane about this is even the Biden administration itself, many high officials have criticized the withdrawal. So all this guy was doing was saying what the vast majority of Americans believe, that it was a poorly conducted withdrawal. Mm-hmm. Where's his free speech rights? Well, you know, why do they get shut off once he joins the Marines? He's just saying what everybody around the country's been saying. It's not like he was saying anything, leaking national secrets.
Right, exactly. And like you said, even the generals, when they were before Congress, had to admit that it wasn't their idea, although, you know, the president of the United States said that he had consensus. That he suggested there was 100% agreement the way they executed the deployment and the exit of Afghanistan. And now you find out from the generals, after the president of the United States, threw them under the bus, they invited President Biden to join them, you know, to come in and get soiled with, all the underpinnings of the bus, grease included, you know. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it's just abhorrent what's happened to this poor young man. And, I was always scared to join the military for that very reason. I thought that they are too oppressive towards people who are in there. And, mm-hmm. you know, there has to be some kind of a balance. And when you have people at the top who are able to, you know, reach down and interfere to this level, you're going to scare off a lot more people than just me from wanting to go into the military.
Well, you've had situations where there was a Navy, he was on a submarine, remember, several years ago, and he took some pictures, you know, just happy to take some, you know, some pictures and whole deal. And in fact, he ended up throwing the camera away, and he, I guess, was having a problem with an ex-wife or something, and somebody happened to get the camera and pictures, and they brought him. Here's a guy that had been serving in the Navy, had a stellar record and everything else, and all of a sudden, his life's turned upside down because these pictures come forth of him in a nuclear naval vessel, and not good. But they came on him big time and wanted to, you know, certainly force him out, dishonorable discharge, forfeiture of all benefits and everything. I mean, it was incredible. And here he is with a new family and a new baby, you know, going through all this. And, again, this is all sending a message to anybody, like you said, who is thinking about even joining the military. You better be forewarned and understand that, you know, though these generals not that long ago said there's no CRT, there's nothing happening, you know, we're not trying to condition and propagandize our military, when in fact that's exactly what they were doing and they've been doing. And, you know, what they may say to Congress is one thing, but the downline soldiers who are out there being subjected to this, they will tell you differently. Maybe not to the extent like this lieutenant colonel, you know, this Marine lieutenant colonel who's in the brig right now, but they will tell you off the record, oh yeah, it's definitely in play.
Well, what blows my mind away is, you know, the left has had control of areas in society like the media, Hollywood, education, big corporations. They've had control of those areas for years. Now they're making inroads into the military. The military
exactly.
was one of the last bastions of conservatism. And that era's all over. I mean, look at the mandatory vaccinations they're trying to put in for all the military.
Mm-hmm.
People think there's going to be a civil war over that.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, it's ripe for an explosion here. There's no doubt about it. But look at the generals. Look at Austin, you know, former general, now Secretary of Defense. You've got Milley and McKenzie, and that, it's just, you can see what the military has become politicized. I don't care what they say. It's obvious that they have been. You know, speaking of the other point about the conditioning that has taken place, I don't know if you caught this last night on 60 Minutes, but Francis Haugen, who has become the Facebook whistleblower, who was identified and went one-on-one with an interview. She had captured all these papers before she left Facebook with proof positive of the shenanigans they were doing and how they worked the algorithms, not to support, you know, justice and the right things, but to support Facebook to increase the number of clicks, because they realized that if they promoted the negative, it was more engaging and addicting at the same time, Rachel. I mean, this is very dangerous, especially, you know, she took grave exception, especially to the young girls, which we know suicide rates among young girls has gone up exponentially. And, you know, she really as much said that, you know, the blood of these children really is at the doorstep of Facebook and Zuckerberg, because they haven't done this by accident. It's by design. It's all about the money.
And that's what happens when you have these completely leftist people running these corporations. I mean, let's just be brutally honest, you know. Bill, if you or I was running Facebook and Instagram, would we allow all these little brats out there to put all these horrible Photoshop photos of themselves who are just, you know, 13-year-old girls? No, we would not allow that. You know what? We would run a private company, and we would be able to have our own values and set them, and we're concerned about all these other teenage girls committing suicide because of things like that.
Exactly. We've got about a minute and a half left. I wanted to address an article that you wrote regarding this convicted felon in Tucson indicted for voting in 2018-2020 elections.
Yeah, this is horrible, because people don't realize, but 70% of convicted felons who register to vote are Democrats, and they can influence elections, as we saw with the election between Al Franken in Minnesota and Republican Norm Coleman, because Franken won by 312 votes, but they found that 1,099 felons had voted illegally in that race.
And of course, we got a new senator, you know, by cheating. But, you know, we don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. And it's interesting that it consistently comes from the Democrats.
Right. I mean, what a coincidence. And they just deny it. They call us election conspiracy theorists when we want to actually fix the laws. I mean, it's so blatant. What's wrong with people in the middle, you know, the supposed nonpartisan people? Why don't they see, you know, this obvious deception and fraud by the Democrats?
Exactly. And this isn't just about one person, because you got to know if one person has done it, how many others? And you cited the case with Al Franken and how many, and also the numbers. The numbers is 70% of convicted felons are voting. This is why the Democrats are, oh, that's right, they're trying to legalize, you know, the felons vote too, so this way they can, you know, plead. I don't know. Right now it's plausible deniability. Then later on, I say, well, that's just the law. You know, it's a fait accompli. That's just the way it is. Well, we leave it there. Rachel Alexander, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for being with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.